Welcome to City on a Hill, where we believe, belong, become, and build. We are a loving and caring community located in Crab Orchard, West Virginia, led by Pastor Damon Davis. Whether you're listening for the first time or you're a regular part of our family, we are so glad that you're here. At City on a Hill, we believe in reaching out to everyone with the love of Christ. Make sure to visit us online at cityonahillwv.com for more info on how to get connected. Now, let's dive right into the message from today and grow together in Christ.
God is so good. Hey, God bless America. God bless Israel. God bless Iran. I don't know if you know this or not, but since the year 2020, there have been mass conversions from Islam to Christianity in Iran. I'm so glad I was born in America. But I'm not a nationalist. The reason I'm not a nationalist is because I'm an ambassador from another country. And we've been called to preach another kingdom. And Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. So you may side with one side, you may side with another. But I want to tell you this. I thank God that there is a kingdom that does not fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness. Amen. And I'm glad to be part of that kingdom. If I sat down with an American, I want to convert him to my kingdom. If I sat down with a Jew, I want to convert him to my kingdom. If I sat down with an Iranian, I want to convert them to my kingdom. Amen, because this kingdom is eternal. They cry, peace, peace, where there is no peace. Listen close. They cry, peace, peace, where there is no peace. This was prophesied a long time ago. I'm not going to talk to you about blood moons and end times and try to scare you to the altar, because I figured that out years ago. The fear wears off, and so does your dedication to Jesus. But I do know this. I do know this. Every time an atheist writes a check, every time an agnostic writes a check, they are writing a date in the year of our Lord, 2025. I know this. Somebody showed up on this planet that changed absolutely everything. And I'm so glad that he showed up in my life and changed absolutely everything. That's right. You can clap to Jesus. No other leader. Listen real close. Jesus did not come to establish Christianity. Jesus came to establish relationship. Let me say that again. Jesus didn't come to establish a religion. Jesus came to establish a relationship. Amen. And if you're in love with him, would you clap your hands? Would you clap your hands? Amen. He's the Savior. He's the Savior. Every tongue, every knee, listen, every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Do you believe that? Amen, amen. Estimated reports somewhere between 300,000 and 3 million Iranians have been converted to Christianity since 2020. It's a harsh regime. It really is. Full of hate. I don't know the scope of it all, but I do pray this, that they don't have to hide in house churches much longer, but they can proclaim their faith. Amen. Because we've been called to do so, to be bold in our proclamation. Amen. God's good. God is so good. I want to read to you some scriptures. This is not on my list, Shane, so I'm just going to read it. And it's Matthew 27:51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Let me read that again. Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. You can go ahead and be seated. I got some other scriptures to read to you. The Bible says, and when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? It's not republicans, just publicans. When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Listen, let me say that again. He said, I came to call sinners to repentance. To repentance, to a changing of their mind. Let me tell you what's really hard to do, to get people to change their mind if you don't spend some time with them. How are you going to get somebody to repent without telling them, showing them why they need to repent? I used to do altar calls like this. Come to the altar, save your soul from hell. It's a burning fire. You're going to burn forever. There's weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a place where the worm dieth not. It's a bottomless pit where you fall forever. And a lot of people say, I changed my altar call. The reason a sinner should repent is because Jesus deserves the love and obedience that you're not giving him. It's as simple as that. Now, there is collateral blessing, and that blessing is this. You don't burn forever. But the blessing is you come into relationship with him. And when you come into relationship with him, you do him, do benevolence. You bless him. You pour out yourself to him. The Bible says it like this. You present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. So a sinner should repent because it is the honorable thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Can you say amen? I'm not going to try to scare you to the altar. I mean, there is a hell. But now we got a group of preachers running around saying there is no hell. We got a group of preachers running around saying there is no judgment. We got groups of preachers running around saying all kinds of weird stuff. Quit getting your doctrine off TikTok and Reels. Let me say that really, really clear for the people in the back. Quit getting your doctrine from some guy on TikTok that's in his mom's basement and has never read the whole Bible through anyway. It's a dangerous place to base your eternity. Amen. Be very, very careful, because what we have done is created a group of people that doesn't even care what the Bible says. And they base it on some flim-flam. And I don't even know what flim-flam is, but it sounds like a good thing to call it. They base it off of something that doesn't have any substance to it. Let me tell you something. Your Bible is more important now than it has ever been in your life. Because it's getting hard to believe any. Thing. Let me say it over here to the small group. I see stuff and I have no idea if it's real or not. I watched a video the other day and it said, tell me which one of these is real, which one is AI. I was about 50-50. I was like, that one looks real. No, AI. No, that one. And I got that one, got that one. Got. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? What's the guy on The Voice, the country guy used to do The Voice? What's his name? What's his name? Blake Shelton was giving away bows. I seen this video and I was like, man, this is awesome. You get a free bow. It's him on there talking. I was like, man, I gave a bow away not long ago. And I was like, wait a minute. Let me make sure. And I Googleized it. And I said, is this, they're like, this is a scam. There is no free bow. Had me. Oh, I know some of y'all are just so smart. You're like, oh, I know all the time. I know if it's a dinosaur eating a truck, I know that's AI. I know that. So don't act like you're so much smarter than me. I'm to the point where I'm scared to order anything. I went on Rough Country to order something for my truck, and I said, I hope this is the real Rough Country. We're to the point where it's difficult. You know, there are churches in other countries that do their whole services through AI. AI music, AI preaching. Their preacher is AI. It's all written out before the service comes, and they go in and it sounds like a guy, and the music sound, it's written by AI. It's all AI. And you say, well, what's the problem with that? Let me tell you what the problem is. AI has never been lost and then been saved. So AI cannot convey to you the same passion that I can, being a sinner who was lost and on my way to hell, and now I've been born again by the Spirit. There is no spirit in that. This is not part of my sermon, but I'm here and I'm going to dwell here for a second. We got to be really careful what we listen to. It's getting hard to believe a whole lot of stuff. But let me tell you what you can believe. There is a book that has been given to you that he said, lo, I come in the volume of a book. It is written of me. If you have a Bible, anybody got a Bible with them today? Hold up a Bible. Does anybody in here have a Bible? Hold your Bible up high. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on, hold them up high. Hold them up high, you old folks. Hold them up. I've never understood this. And I've argued with people. They say, you know what? My whole house burnt down, but my Bible didn't burn because it was a Bible. I'm like, my Bible's on my phone, and I guarantee you it'll burn. But it's in there, but it's still going to burn. That word has been given to you. And because it has been given to you, listen real close. He said, my word is forever settled in heaven. Now, listen, there's some versions that have tried to change it, so be careful there too. Don't do it, preacher. I'm going to do it. You better be careful what you're reading. There are some versions that are really, really wonky, and they change the meaning of Scripture. And you better be careful which version you are reading. Listen, I'm going to start with one. Don't ever read the Message Bible. Now y'all are going to go read it because I told you not to, because you're rebellious in nature. You got to be careful what you are ingesting, because what you ingest can mess up what you... Oh, you better be careful. What you bring into you can change you. Let's admit it. You ever been in the store and an old song come on that you know? And you ain't feeling too good when you go in there? You rolling your buggy through food line and next thing you know? People looking at you like you're weird, but you all right. What you allow to come into you will change what comes out of you. Be careful what you're listening to. He said, when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with these publicans and sinners, they had a problem with it. Listen to this. He said, and the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast. They come and say to him, why did the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. No man also, listen close, seweth a piece of new cloth into an old garment. I love the way Jesus talks. He's just rolling along about fasting, and then like it just rolls right into this. Listen, by the way, no man seweth a piece of new cloth into an old garment, else the new piece that filleth up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. No man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled. And the bottles will be marred, and the new wine must be put into, say it loud, new wine goes in new bottles. I don't have time to talk about all this, but we're talking about these leather things, these bottles that they put the wine in, and once they put it in, it would expand, and after it was expand, and it would get old, it would get brittle, and the problem is when they would put new wine in there, and then it would begin to work, it would expand it further, and it would burst. So he said, if you're going to have new wine, you got to have new bottles. He said, we're not putting a new piece of garment, we're not putting a new piece of cloth into an old garment. Raise your hand if you were poor growing up and you ever had patches in your pants. Look around at all the rich people that never had patches. Patches came in style at one point. But some of them were iron-on. Did anybody have an iron-on patch? Come on, look around. Y'all reminiscing, y'all laughing. He was embarrassed to death of those things. Because you'd walk and they'd come loose and you could feel them rubbing your leg. And you would take a new patch, and wherever you put the new patch, it would affect the garment on the edges. I'm explaining this for the people that don't know. And he said, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not becoming a new section of an old garment. He said, I'm not just, let me tell you this. Jesus didn't come as a patch to an old system. Jesus came with a new garment, a new robe, a new covering. Let me say it like this. You don't get to let Jesus just come in and be part of your existing life. When Jesus comes in, he comes in with new cloth, new covering, new robe. It's a complete new garment. Old things pass away, all things become new. Are you with me? Now, what we got to understand here, let me teach for a minute, then I'll try to preach, and I'll try to let you go. What he's talking about here is not wine. He's not talking about garments. He's talking about something different. He's talking about old covenant, and he's talking about new covenant. He's talking about the Old Testament, and he's talking about the New Testament. There's a new testator. There is a new covenant. The inferior covenant is about to pass away, and a new covenant is about to be established. This is really important. The reason this is so important is because we need people around us to understand the new covenant. Can you say amen? Because some people don't understand it. Even people sitting in church don't understand it. He's teaching us something about the whole structure of the Bible in this one parable. He's telling us what it was all about. See, here's the problem. Some people try to hold on to law and then put grace inside of law, and it can't work. You can't take the grace of God and pour it into a legalistic bottle. It won't hold it. It'll burst. There's no way that it can hold it. Because the problem is, when the Spirit comes and the Spirit brings life through the new covenant, the old system can't handle that kind of Spirit. It's why under the old covenant, Vicky, the Spirit would come on them. The law was external. It was external rules. It was external regulation. It was external. This is totally different. It's internal. He said it will be an infilling, and the infilling is the internal. So you can't take an internal move with an external component. Are you following me? Is everybody with me? The old wineskin is the law, the structure that had become rigid and brittle. I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. But I'm going to tell you anyway. This is the problem with Israel now. Israel is still trying to walk in the old covenant. Are you listening to me? Zionists, they are called. By the way, commercial here real quick. Pray for our missionaries in Jordan. I was reading this morning about the missiles that are traveling over Jordan these times, and we really need to pray. We need to pray for our missionaries who are over there trying to convert people to Christianity. Pray for their safety. Would you do that? So the Zionists are still holding on to that old system. Now here's the issue. God gave Abraham a promise. And let me tell you something about God. God does not lie. He will perform his promise. Right now, we are in a time and a season of grace. The Gentile is still included. Let me say this, and I want you to hear me. If you're in here and you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, if you're in here and you have not committed your life to Him, if you are in here and you have not decided to be His disciple, if you barely feel the call to do that today, we will stop everything and pray with you right now because it's the most important thing you could ever do in your life. Let me tell you, the Jesus that came 2,000 years ago is coming back. And I promise you, more than just the date on our checks is going to change when he comes back the second time. And when he comes back, Jerusalem is going to be the center of it all. Can you say amen? Amen. Timmy, I used to get scared to death as a kid. I was talking to Taylor last night. See, the Iraq war was a little different. Israel didn't have much involvement. A lot going on now. Coming from the north, coming from the south. Read Ezekiel 38, 39. Read it. Take your time and read it. See what that prophecy is concerning. I mean, listen, this ain't me. John, you tell me. I read the news that World War III is getting thrown around quite a lot right now. Little Iran, are we really concerned about Little Iran? No. But the issue is Iran sends a lot of energy to China and Russia, who are their allies. The problem is when all this stuff gets mixed up, you get hot tempers and you get people that have no regard for human life. I think we need to pray for the people of our world. Yeah. Because we've been really blessed, Jason, to live in a country that this not hardly ever touches. But let's not forget, there were some balloons flying through here not too long ago, checking out something. I don't know how they got all the way across the country before they shot them down. Hey, a balloon. I don't know how China's buying up all of our farmland. I don't know he even sells that stuff like that. Lot going on right now. And you know what we're doing? Watching TikToks. We don't have no urgency to pray because some of us are. Is TikTok still a thing? Can you still download it now? Is it back? You can download it now, or was it? I don't know. I just know people watch it all the time. I see people all the time. Hey, watch this, watch this, watch this. And it's a guy on a skateboard flying into a pole. Hey, watch this dog. And you're just like. Darren, we need some urgency. The reason we need some urgency is because something's going on. Am I giving you prophecy? Absolutely not. I'm telling you, but you need to look around. If you got lost people in your family, you need to pray for them and quit. Hey, you know what? Hey, let me just go ahead and tell you this. I read this the other day. It's been several months ago. And you know the algorithm that China has? Is that who owns TikTok? On TikTok in China is totally different than the algorithms that they send to America. So while you're over here, they're getting math problems. And they're learning the science stuff. TikTok is educating them. And we're over here. I hate to say it, but we are so, I'll let you fill in the blank. We think we're the smart ones. More importantly than that, we need a spiritual awareness. Because God is wanting to do something new, and he's wanting to do it through you. But he can't put new wine in an old system. This is more so than old covenant, than new covenant. This is everyday life. God's wanting to do something through you, but he's wanting to do something new, but you're walking in an old system. Let me go a little farther. Your prayer life isn't where it needs to be so that God can do something new through you. You're wanting God to show up and do something great, but you're wanting to do it through a broken system. That system that you're walking in is outdated, and God wants you to upgrade so that he can put new wine, but he's got to have new wine to put into a new system. Sanctification and holiness is integrity. Holiness is integrity. Integrity is when God's trying to sanctify you, when God is trying to make you walk more holy, he's not trying to punish you. He's trying to build the integrity to hold the new wine to do the new move. No, that was way better than y'all gave me credit for. God wants to do something new through you. But if he's going to do something new through you, he's got to do something new from you. That means you got to, see, this is how I prayed for years. I heard this years ago, this little lady stood up in church and she said, I've been in the way. That's what they used to call being Christian, in the way, I'm in the way. And she got up and said, I've been in the way for 40 years. And the guy sitting beside me said, I wish you'd get out of the way. That was mean. But the problem is we get in this routine and our routine is limiting us. We're wearing the same garment and he's wanting to upgrade the garment so that he can upgrade the spirit so that the spirit can move. See, we're to be growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me say it again. You cannot be satisfied where you are walking with Jesus right now. As a matter of fact, you should do better today than you did yesterday. That's what sanctification is. It is a setting apart so that God can use us. The devil's job is to distract us from being sanctified, so that God can't put anything new in our old system. Amen. New wine requires new wineskin. When God wants to pour out, he cannot. What God wants to pour out cannot be contained in what you have known. Can I say that again? God's wanting to pour something in you, but you can't contain it right now. This is why Paul would get frustrated and say, man, I wanted to give you meat, but you're still on milk. You're not to where you can contain what God wants to pour out. What God is offering cannot fit inside your familiar form. Hey, how many people here was here at church Wednesday night? Raise your hand if you was here Wednesday night. Wednesday night, raise your hand, look around. Wednesday night people. Look at the people that wasn't here and say, I was here. No, I'm just kidding. We baptized 3 people Wednesday night. You know, I was we baptized 3 people. Three people made the decision before all the people at church that they're going to walk in the newness of life. That's awesome. That's awesome. The rest of the service was boring. I'm not allowed to say that, am I? I got up to preach with this attitude. I am not trying to move this crowd tonight. Judge me if you want to. That's what I said. If I need to repent, let me know. But I just gave my sermon and I went home and said, I'll try again Sunday. Totally different atmosphere here this morning. Anybody notice that was here? All right. How many people went from here Wednesday, said the atmosphere was different Wednesday than Sunday? You know why? I don't know. My praise shouldn't be any different on Wednesday than it is on Sunday. But what happens is I've got into this familiar form. And the form goes like this. It's Wednesday. I'm tired. And I'll be ready Sunday because I'll be rested up a little bit more. Oh, none of y'all think like me, do you? Nobody? Well, it's just Wednesday. We'll go have our little Bible study and we'll do our thing and we'll go home. Listen, if he deserves praise on Sunday, he deserves the same praise on Wednesday. You know what? He deserves the same praise on Monday morning. And I said the rest of the service was boring. I didn't mean too. I was part of that. But man, three people got baptized and that's awesome. But if we want more, we got to give more. We got to create room for God to do more. And the only way to do that is to have new structure, to have new wine bottles, to have more room for him to pour the new wine out into. Are you with me? Because if we don't, we're going to expect results that we cannot carry. Hebrews 8:13. In that he saith a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Ready to vanish away. We've talked about this before, and I don't know how it works. I really don't know how it works. Isaiah, have you ever tried to reach for something and you couldn't reach it? And you feel it, like, you feel it. And then you feel it more, and you keep stretching. I don't know exactly what's going on. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You're like, I feel it, I feel it. I don't know if your arm goes longer. I don't know what happens. But somehow you stretch out, and you can reach what you couldn't previously reach. I mean, your bones can't get any longer. Maybe you're just squeezing all your chubbiness in. I don't know what's going on. But I know this, when you stretch, it hurts a little bit. That's why people don't do it before they exercise. But when you stretch, you can reach things that you couldn't reach before. So what the church needs to do is stretch. We need to stretch. The problem is we can't stretch far enough to hold what God wants to put in us. So what we need to do is bring in a new container, because the new container can stretch farther than our old system. Are you hearing me? This is so important, because if we want to see God do something in the last day, he's got to do it through us. All right, come on, Aaron. Y'all go ahead and get ready. I got six people dozing off on me. Come on. I thought it was better than this. I wrote this down. If you don't hear anything, hear this. You can't hold new productivity in an old mentality. You want a new level, but you're holding on to unforgiveness. You want direction, but you're holding on to old strategies. I don't like new roads. GPS is amazing, though, if you trust it. It's hard to trust sometimes, though, because I don't know what goes crazy with one of them, but one of them goes crazy. Truck drivers come to the mines, and they're like, yeah, man, it brought me across this mountain. And you're like, it shouldn't have done that. I don't even know how you got through there. It's tough. We made it. But if I travel a road and I know that it gets me there, down there in Charleston around quarter G down that way, they're doing all kinds of new roads in there. And Tracy's like, oh, they got a new road. And I'm just like, this road will get us there. And she's like, go up this way and go up that way. And you go up that way. It's way faster, by the way. And here's the problem with you. You're like me. You want, I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. You know what the problem is? With your old system, God's wanting to do a quicker work. And you need to get on the new way. You need to get on a new road. You need to open up to a new thing. You say, what do I need to do that's new? You need, and I need, to elevate our praise to a new level. We need to elevate our communication with him to a new level. The old system is not getting us where we need to be. Let me prove this to you. When Jesus died, the veil in the temple was rent. It ripped. The reason the old system ripped is because it couldn't hold the new. Grace was on its way, and that veil couldn't stop it from busting out. We say the veil was rent to let us in, but the truth is the veil was rent to let him out. Oh, man. Yeah. He came out to prove it. The graves busted open. And people got up and started walking around Jerusalem. And we don't talk about that enough. We just read by that scripture like, oh, yeah, and then the graves busted up and people started walking around Jerusalem. Could you imagine if that happened right now? Oh, check it out. Take a picture. Let's do a video. Dead people walking around Jerusalem? Some people wouldn't even notice it. Something went on. Something busted out. We need to allow the Spirit of God to begin to bust out. We need a new system so that God can move in us again. We're going to start right now. You ready? If you want to worship him, would you go ahead and worship him right now? A little bit different than you do on regular Sundays. Would you really concentrate on him and get rid of all your problems and don't think about where you're going to eat after you get out of here and what time it is and what the temperature is right now? Would you worship him for just a minute to a different level than you do on normal Sunday? You can do that right now as they play. You can stand, you can sit, you can do whatever. If you're lost and you know you're lost and God's dealing with your heart, would you come up here and allow us to pray with you? Would you do something new today? Would you say, you know what? I want to go to a new level, new level. If you're backslid, if you're in a state of indifference, if you've walked away from truth and you're not walking in relationship where you know to be, would you step out and allow us to pray with you? Where are you at? Where are you at? Where are you at right now? Where are you at in your walk? Where are you at in your life? Where are you at? God wants to pour something into you. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? If you need to get ready, would you get ready? Come on, come on, come on. Help us pray. Help us pray.